My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's get to week one in the NFL and some of the big storylines. Game by game, we'll go through a big part of the slate. It all gets started with Thursday Night Football, the kickoff of a brand new season. Seems like an annual tradition at this point at Arrowhead Stadium with the Ravens and the Chiefs. The Chiefs have a chance to be the first ever team to three-peat. But on top of that, they, if they get to the Super Bowl, will be the first team to ever get back to a Super Bowl having won the last two. So no one's ever three-peated, and in fact, no team gunning for their third straight has ever even gotten to the Super Bowl game. They host the Ravens in their quest to do so. Patrick Mahomes, an annual MVP candidate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think last year's too much in your mind. I mean, you're so focused on trying to get better, and, I mean, we're playing the best of the best, I mean, week one. So we're going to see where we're at. We're going to go out there and play our best football early in the season. But all we can do is go out there and be our best. I mean, it's going to take that in order to get the win, and we're going to have to learn from our mistakes and make adjustments on the sideline and go out there and find a way to beat a really good football team.
Yeah, last year Kansas City started off kind of slowly. They were sort of working their way through the beginning part of the season, knowing full well they'd be there at the end. Not a lot of challengers in that division, and it seemed like Baltimore was the class of the AFC. They were the best team in the NFL for most of last year. A lot of turnover, a lot of change, including a defensive coordinator. Now the head coach in Seattle lost a lot of personnel. So if this is the time, if you're going to play the Chiefs, you'd like them week one rather than, say, week 16 or 17.
Yeah, ask the Lions, to your point, from last year's opener. I do think it's interesting that Rashee Rice didn't get suspended and probably isn't going to. Sometimes the league says, we don't need to find out what happened legally. We can do our own research. Sometimes they wait for everything to play out, so it's kind of, I don't know what to expect, rhyme or reason with suspensions. But Hollywood Brown, not all the way back, not healthy, so it'll be a lot of Xavier Worthy, presumably. They just signed Juju Smith-Schuster. As far as Baltimore goes, first game with brand-new 32-year-old defensive coordinator Zach Orr. And this will go one way or the other. If that defense is really good again, which it should be, he'll be a head coach in 2 years.
Yep.
Maybe getting interviews this offseason. He'll be the next guy, the hot candidate in the NFL. But they lost a lot of assistants. He's elevated from his linebacker role a year ago. Obviously, their coordinator on defense last year is now the head coach in Seattle, Mike McDonald. So there's some questions on that side of the ball for John Harbaugh after they lost some talent as well. But most of the young players for the Ravens, it'll be coming back and playing are actually on the offensive side of the ball, including Roger Rosengarten, their projected right tackle from that rookie class. The Friday night game. Yes, I said Friday night game.
Coach Eric Taylor?
Not Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
this is
different. Different.
Maybe outside of the States, Friday Night Lights in the National Football League. It's the Packers and the Eagles. We're going outside of the United States, Danny. We are playing this thing in Brazil.
Obviously.
Did you see any of the restrictions that the league passed along to players?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was like, do not leave your hotel. Do not wear any jewelry. Do not say hello to anyone.
Do not pass go.
Do not leave the bus without armed guards. And I'm paraphrasing and joking a little bit. But basically, they don't, especially after the Ricky Pearsall thing,
it
was just like, hey, man, let's just stare at the ground and run into every building you're going into. And Darius Slay and some other guys are like, why the hell are you sending us there? You can't send me for work to do something and then scare me with this. Like, I guess our families are staying home from this one.
Yeah, maybe we'll skip this trip, and I'll send you a text if I'm allowed to keep my phone with me. Yeah, you know, it's the never-ending quest to make this thing global. I'm conflating analogies here, but you got to break a few eggs, I suppose. I don't know. Just, it doesn't seem like a great idea to me. I love the Friday Night Lights angle, please and thank you. More of that. I'm all about it. But that just seems a little iffy to me.
Yeah, you're not going to get a whole lot more of it because it's essentially illegal in the States to have Friday night games because of high school football until after the season ends. Packers, Eagles, though, two playoff teams potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Green Bay won a playoff game, destroyed the Cowboys. We talked about it last hour. And then they gave San Francisco fits in the postseason. Meanwhile, Philadelphia is highly considered to come out of the NFC East. People think they could be a Super Bowl team if Jalen Hurts bounces back. And the Packers have some new faces in some new places. Matt LaFleur's got a brand new running back in Josh Jacobs, who led the league in rushing 2 years ago with the Raiders.
The more experience you get with somebody, you find out what they like, what they're best at. But I would say definitely from a pass standpoint, how you can utilize them in the passing game, whether some guys are check down guys, some guys are creative route runners. And I think you just got to go through the process and throw some stuff at him and see how he does with it. And it'll be an interesting year to see what he can do.
I loved Matt LaFleur when he was here in D.C. was probably one of the coaches on that staff I was closest with. Having said that, I am stunned with how good a head coach he's become this quickly. And a lot of people right away will discount the first few years going 13-3 because it's just Aaron Rodgers. You can't
possibly. It's hard to go 13-3, man.
Be good. But 9-8 last year with Jordan Love developing into a franchise QB, making the playoffs, getting a win. In his career, LaFleur is 56-27 in 6 years.
He sounds, when he talks, like a guy that's been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah.
Even when he was still in his 30s.
He's just a worker.
It's what he sounds like, right? He had maturity. Yeah.
Like, not everyone is a burn the candle at both ends and like you tell your wife you'll see her in January kind of coach. That's Matt LaFleur, and it has worked in Green Bay.
Other side is the Eagles. This is such a fascinating group. And obviously, I hate them so much, and I hope they lose every game, and their fans are miserable for 1,000 years. But just in terms of objective football stuff, Nick Sirianni basically fired himself as the offensive leader, right? Enter Kellen Moore, sort of revamped this group, trying to get Jalen Hurts back to MVP level. You've got weapons at the Yang. Of course, familiar former first-round pick from right down the street here, Jahan Dotson, will be their slot receiver to go with Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. It's a revamped defense in theory. That's a group that could absolutely win the NFC East, or their coach could get fired.
I wonder if Jahan Dotson's going to make a play or two in primetime. Everybody watching on Friday night. A big debut in Atlanta for the Falcons. They are a sexy pick at NFC South. I think they're being a bit overrated. I don't quite see it the way everybody does. I don't know where the pass rush is going to come from necessarily with them. They did go get Matthew Judon in the preseason, which should help a lot. But they were a really bad pass rushing team last year. I don't know if that's enough of a fix for them in that regard. And I don't like their weapons as much as everybody else. There's this assumption that Kirk Cousins, who they bring in, is just going to now make Kyle Pitts be what he's supposed to be, and Drake London's going to take off. I think they're pretty good. I don't think they're really good. To me, that's more of a 9-win team than an 11-win team, but they've kind of been crowned. They host the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff in Atlanta on Sunday. For the Steelers, they had a battle that went throughout camp in the preseason at quarterback between Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Wilson won the thing. In fact, my daughter struggles to say her R sometimes, so she thinks his name is Russell Wilson.
I think we all just try to be our best every day. You know, I think every day I step in the building, just try to, bring my energy, bring the focus, the detail, the experience of it all too. And then when you step in between the white lines, you know, do everything you can to be your best version of you.
Do you think the Falcons should be the favorite in the South?
I do, but I also have my second axiom there is that the NFC South stinks.
Yeah.
Nobody's any good. The bottom is the worst. I think Carolina probably picks first or second again.
So it's more about the other teams than Atlanta?
Yes. So someone has to win that division.
Why don't people default to Tampa won it last year, didn't lose a ton, just assume they do again?
Because that, I don't know if it has the same streak as the NFC East does, but it always feels like someone goes from worst to first or third to first, and it's topsy-turvy. They all beat each other. They're all 6-1, half dozen of the other. All these teams are flawed, low-ceiling. We're here also. Someone's going to win 9 games.
Is this the year Mike Tomlin's Steelers finish under 500? I think they scream 9-8 again.
It's perfectly set up because, again, their division is the opposite. That division is a buzzsaw.
Yeah, Baltimore really good. Cincinnati, Super Bowl caliber like the Ravens. Both of those teams strong. And then the Browns have a quarterback dilemma. But if you take Deshaun Watson out of the equation, it's probably like a 13-14 win outfit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a loaded team. And that athletic piece, polling 31 agents, they asked who the best talent evaluating GM is. And a lot of people said Andrew Berry, their general manager. Now, I guess he swung and missed on Deshaun Watson, and we're not going to count that. But they've done a really good job everywhere else almost.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, to me, this feels like the year it finally happens. But you know what Pittsburgh's going to be. Limited offensively, great special teams, really competitive on defense. They're going to win some ugly football games. They're going to Pittsburgh it up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
1 o'clock kickoff at Soldier Field. All eyes will be on the Bears and the Titans because the number one pick in the draft will make his NFL debut. Caleb Williams will make his first start as Chicago's franchise quarterback. What a last year plus for general manager Ryan Poles, who made the massive trade to come down the board. They go get DJ Moore and a bevy of picks, turned into a number one overall selection. I mean, he is absolutely moving and shaking, beloved in Chicago. This was the GM Poles as he gets ready to watch his newest pupil.
I want him to lean on the talent around him. And then when the time is right, and that's an instinctual thing, and I think that plays right into him, that's when you do the special. And balancing that, and then sometimes it's going to get out of whack one way or the other, but always come back to that. It's kind of like that. That neutral place where he's at his best.
Does anybody want to type anything that he's saying? Does anyone want to just really loudly?
The furious typing.
So much
why
type.
Are you so mad at the keys?
And why is the microphone on your keyboard?
Glide over the keys.
Who is typing so loud? Everyone's talking about the Bears, and understandably, that's mm-hmm. where we started. The Titans are a fascinating team.
Yep.
I'm not going to go full Clary on you. Clary said at lunch today that he's got the Titans as a sneaky playoff caliber team. I mean, Ryan, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You said they're going to be a sneaky, let's watch out for them kind
of club. I think he's got to win the division.
But didn't you also say they win the AFC South?
That's my hot take. I think they win the AFC South. I'm all in on Callahan. I think Will Levis could potentially surprise people, so we'll see.
What do you like most about Levis? How he plays football or that he eats his bananas with the peel on?
Eats banana with the peel on, but it's actually more so I think the Texans kind of fall off, and I think the Titans kind of take a little step up here.
Yeah, so by the way, I'm at lunch with, before you, Darius, you got there, it was Ryan and Danny, both telling me how bad the Texans stink.
Nope.
And they're like,
that's not what happened.
Look out for the Titans. And watch out for the Jaguars. You both said the Texans will not make the playoffs.
Right, but it's very different than they stink. I mean, you're doing everyone that made it last year will make it this year, which never happens. It's always half the teams fall off. They were a game away from flipping and flopping with Indianapolis Colts last year, and a winner-take-all thing.
Clary's got them 7-10. You just have them missing the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're 9-8, right around the same as they were. Yeah. We're going to read the What's Wrong with the Texans articles as, you know, the Colts win one more game and the AFC's too crowded. This is far cry from that they
stink. I
never said
7-10 either as well.
You said worse than that.
I think you said 5-12.
Yeah.
No, all right, sure. I'm thinking like 9-8. I think they fall off and miss the playoffs.
3-14, I think is what
that's what he said. Wait on your chicken sandwich, you kill the mosquito, and you're like, dude, they're 3-14. They stink.
Remember, the Titans. Ryan Clary says division champions. I am actually interested, though. They did the thing you should do to give your quarterback the best chance. Brian Callahan, OC from the Bengals, offensive-minded, comes over, maybe you try to fix Will Levis. They went and got weapons as well, including Calvin Ridley. It's a lot of the things that I think you should be doing.
Yeah, sneaky Tyler Boyd signing as well from Cincinnati. That's going to help them. They updated it. It basically was like, give it to Derrick Henry and let's see what happens. They did that for a handful of seasons, and it was awesome for a while. Last couple of years, as they've been beset by injuries on both sides of the ball, they've been pretty terrible. No more Mike Vrabel. They've now kind of updated and changed that roster over a little tiny bit. Again, I don't think anybody in that division is excellent, right? But you know, if you buy the idea that Houston's maybe been prematurely crowned and it's going to be wide open as it's been, maybe Tennessee makes some noise. I don't think they're ready yet, though.
Let's skip back to some of the primetime activity in week one. Sunday Night Football is going to be awesome. 8:20 kickoff locally for the Rams and the Lions, a rematch of a tremendous playoff game from this past winter. The Lions just narrowly edging out the Rams at home in that game. Now we get to see it in week one on Sunday Night Football. When Matt Stafford's healthy, and he will be to start the season, the Rams are a different team. Like, they are a Super Bowl contending type club. So too are the Lions. They bring everybody back from that vaunted offense, including their coordinator, Ben Johnson, who left more teams at the altar for a second straight offseason. This is going to be a fun, maybe a telling game. If the Rams come out and beat the Lions, you got to consider them one of the better teams in the conference to kick off a brand new season. This is GM Brad Holmes, who put the Lions together on Jameson Williams, who's considered an X factor for Detroit this year.
I think it's very evident in the results that you saw this training camp that the work that he's put in, just like Ray was saying, the route running, everything, just him working with L, working with Goff, just doing all those things in the offseason in preparation. And he's got some good guys in that room, you know, obviously. You know, you have an elite player like St. Brown, and forget the performance, but, you know, how his intangibles are, and Khalif Raymond, you know, I mean, he's got really good guys to look upon and follow. But
go to the Rams for a second. Last year, I think a lot of people, myself included, kind of wrote them off because they started 3-6 and they were getting smashed by people. They were not impressive, struggling, couldn't find their identity, didn't know who they were, etc. After the bye week, they went 6-1. Their one loss was when Baltimore was playing excellent football in overtime in Baltimore. Gave them everything they could handle and lost a toss-up game. Ended up losing that epic one-point playoff game to Detroit. I didn't view their season that way. I just remember that start and kind of you have an impression of them. They were pretty nasty down the stretch. One of Sean McVay's better coaching jobs, I would say.
Oh, he was great, I thought, last year. Could have been the coach of the year. The Monday Night Football game to round out week one, now 6 days away, is the Jets and the 49ers. That game's in San Francisco. The Jets get Aaron Rodgers back on the field, first time since week one a year ago. New look wide receiver room, including Mike Williams coming over from the L.A. Chargers. Breece Hall is kind of a sexy top-of-the-board fantasy pick. Everyone thinks he's going to become a superstar this year. They drafted a monster of a running back to pair with him in the backfield in fourth-rounder Braylon Allen. No Haason Reddick, who has not yet reported, the lone holdout left in football. He's supposed to be a key piece to that defense. So without him, Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald, their first-round picks in 22 and 23, respectively, will be coming off the edges. And for San Francisco, speaking of holdouts, no practice time, no preseason time for Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams, but it's all hands on deck for a perennial Super Bowl power in the NFC as they try to get their season started.
For the Jets, they have been a quarterback away for two straight seasons, and that's why they were so desperate and went to get Aaron Rodgers and tried to make this thing happen. He lasted about 14 seconds.
Off and on for about 20 straight seasons.
For sure. But last year, they were actually really good. And the last 2 years, really, they've been really, 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 really good. Defensively, they were fourth in football 2 seasons ago, third in yards allowed last season. They're excellent everywhere except that quarterback spot. If you don't have Zach Wilson, if you have a replacement-level Randy, just a dude checking it down, if you had Jacoby Brissett or Joe Flacco off his couch, which they probably could have had at any point, that's a playoff team. Over the last couple of seasons, they haven't been. I think they are poised for that breakout, finally, to have it happen there in New York.
Remember when they made two straight AFC championship games with Rex Ryan as their coach?
Just eating snacks.
And Mark Sanchez as their quarterback.
Yeah.
Who was like soon a backup and then an even sooner out of the league. Same kind of deal then. Like, what might that team have been if they could have just had an average NFL quarterback?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.